This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
95% of Uber Eats orders are on time, which is great. Because the only thing I care about more than football is spicy pepperoni pizza for kickoff. But on the off chance your order is late, Uber Eats will give you 3 months, $0 delivery fee with a free Uber One membership. Now that's a spicy offer.
On time claim based on latest arrival time shown after order is placed. Offer ends 2/19/2023. Current Uber One members not eligible. Subscription will auto-renew at $9.99 each month, starting 3 months from initial enrollment. See uber.com/uber1 for terms. Benefits available only for eligible stores. Order minimum supply.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favorite podcasts.
Till I Die TV, your first choice for everything Leicester City. Tune in and join in now.
And now, here's your host.
Right, Chris.
All right there. How the devil are you all? Good evening, my foxes and foxettes. Welcome to the Sloppy Second Show. Well, you know what I mean. Let's just leave it at that, shall we? Different time, different channel. Thanks very much for joining me again, if it's your second time tonight or for the first time, as it is for the first time. I really do appreciate it. Catch us on YouTube now, Leicester Till I Die TV. And if it's your first time, please consider giving us a subscribe, as it says there. Smash the likes and click that notification bell, because it does keep you updated with what is going on at the channel. And we've got quite a few sort of shows going on throughout the summer break. We've got World Cup specials, we've got Women's Euro specials, we've got Nations Final special. We've got more specials than Delia Smith on Heat, I'll tell you. Welcome along. Bit of fun tonight. A bit of fun. Well, maybe not, but you know, we can but hope. We're going to be looking back at what you fans said about your team at the start of the season. Get yourself a beer, get the slippers on, and get comfy. Yeah, so So basically, let me just see if I can. Ah, there we go. You can see me better then. That's what you want, isn't it? Don't answer that. It's rhetorical. Okay. What we did at the start of the season was we went to a fan of each club and said, where do you think your team will finish the season? This was way back, obviously, in August, and a lot has happened since then. But I just thought it would be fun to look back and see who said what about whom, when, and where. How many W's can you get in a sentence? So we're going to go through it in alphabetical order, which means starting with, well, can I just say this way? I think you could have actually approached these fans and asked the same question a couple of years ago, start of the season, Christmas now. Because they, whoopsie-daisy, there we go. They predicted that their team, Arsenal, would finish in the 7th to 10th position. Now, they actually did better than they thought. They actually finished in the 5th and obviously got Europa League. However, the thing that they were saying mostly was that they wanted Arteta out. Like I said, different time, same moan, same gripe. I mean, this manager has just got you to 5th, guys. You were thinking you were hoping for 7th or 10th. I mean, the only funny thing would have been if you'd have ended up in 7th and in the conference, because that would have been funny. Europa League, how do you feel about that? You said you didn't want the conference because you were Arsenal and you deserved to have Champions League football simply because you were called the Arsenal. How are you feeling now? 5th and Europa League. Better, like I say, than the fans suggested, but still want Arteta out. What has the guy got to do? I've no idea. I don't know. Bear his arse in Harrow's window? I don't know. But he's got you to 5th, guys. It was better than you expected. Villa. Yes. Well, this kind of went wrong, didn't it? Big style. The fan there for Villa predicted that they would finish 5th to 6th. And they finished finally in 14th. I mean, obviously, they had a change of manager in then. They were struggling, as we know, with Dean Smith. And they brought old Slippy Steven in. Did he turn it round? I think he just kept it bubbling over. But, of course, they've already spent money today in the transfer window. So they're going to be spending a lot of money. They're talking to Tarkowski. Bugger off, we want him. We've been talking to him for years. Just bugger off, get back in the queue. But, yeah, 14th. Was a little bit disappointing for you, I'm gathering. But it's still Premier League safety. So that was what the Villa fan predicted. Brentford. He predicted 16th to 17th, and they finished 13th. His quote was, and not everybody's done quotes, but his quote was, would love to survive the season. Well, in fairness, Brentford, you did more than survive. If you have a listen to a show I did earlier with Julian Watts, the ex-Leicester City professional defender, he rated your season very highly. I think he gave you an A. And I love it. I love the fact that you've come up, you've stayed up, but you've given it a go. There are certain clubs, and I'm not going to say who, you probably know, there are certain clubs that, in my mind, just literally take the piss when they come up. And it's clubs like you and Leeds the other season and Sheffield United when they came up and Blackpool and Huddersfield. You know, you come up and you give it a go. Hull, you can add to that list. Okay, it might only be 2 or 3 seasons maximum, but at least you give it a go. You don't just come up and go, yeah, we're up, we'll have the money, we might as well go down now. Because that's what certain clubs do. So Brentford wanted to survive. I think you did better than survive. I mean, it started off great for you. Fantastic season. And I think you would be more than happy with that. Brighton, the fan prediction there was 16th to 17th. And you finished 9th. But you obviously, well, you have he who must be honoured in charge, Mr. Potter. But to quote a film, he is not the Messiah. He is a very naughty boy. In fairness, again, those of you that know me know that I'm not Graham Potter's. I nearly said Brendan Potter then. That was a fraudulent slip. I'm not Graham Potter's biggest fan by any stretch of the imagination. I think he's got something to prove. However, credit where credit's due, he actually went a long way to proving something this season. I mean, Brighton always, always down there fighting relegation. You know, they've been to hell and back. You know, the Newcastle fans have, but Brighton, I mean, you didn't have a stadium at one stage. We were playing in an athletics park. Where that club has come from to where it is now should be applauded. And I looked at this and thinking, well, come on, Graham Potter, let's see what you can do. And he got you up. I thought you might even, you know, sneak into that one of the teams that could sneak that Europa Conference place. It then kind of went all wrong. You went down to the bottom of the league. And you were, down to the bottom, but you were bottom of the form table at one point. And I thought, here we go. Brighton's back. Hello. Welcome home. But he did. He took the ball by the horns and he changed it and he got you back up. Ninth, just behind the best team, obviously, that there is. It was very, very acceptable. Credit to Graham Potter. You know, when you have something that goes wrong and you can turn it round, you've got to have some credit for that. And I do give Graham credit for that. It'd be interesting to see what happens next season with Brighton. There's a lot of teams coming through that are fighting for that place. I was talking to Rob Tanner earlier. You know, last two seasons, we finished... Well, we'll come on to Leicester later. We can't talk Leicester all the time. Could actually, couldn't we? You know. Always look on the bright side of life, Chester. Indeed, Life of Brian. Oh, one of the best films going in my top five, definitely. What did the Romans ever do for us? That's what I want to know. Oh, they knocked us out of the Europa Conference League. That's one thing they did for us. Welcome along, Chester. Hope you are well. Right, let's have a look at the next one. After Brighton, Burnley. Burnley. What can we say about Burnley? I don't think Dan's listening, so I think it's kind of okay. I mean, I've got a soft spot for Burnley. I lived there for 20-odd years. My kids grew up. They are a great club. They made both my boys' dreams come true regarding being a mascot at away games, which wasn't a done thing then. That was when you only had one mascot. So I've got an affinity for Burnley. They kind of knew that last season they rode their luck and they had to try and get out of it. They didn't, obviously, this season. They have done in the past. Andrew, please, come on. I mean, if I had my machine, I don't know. Oh, it's here. That definitely is going to get a... I'm very well, Chester. One of my better days. Hope you are well too. So Burnley, you know, they had a bad season last season. They struggled. They just stayed up. They needed to do something. The new owners had come in and they didn't do enough. I mean, you know, sacking Sean Dyche nearly saved them. It was either going to be a brilliant piece of luck or the best chief executive decision ever made. It was neither. It didn't quite work out. Would Sean Dyche have kept them up? Who knows? They might have gone down earlier. They certainly did play for a couple of games. And I kept thinking they'd do it. I thought, you know, when they got a couple of wins, they were going to come back. And then we went and beat them. So, I mean, the funny thing is, Dan said... And these are his actual words. This season, Burnley could go down. Maybe you should do the national lottery this weekend, Dan. Maybe. Is it, Andrew? Exactly, mate. Burnley would go down if they didn't spend money. And, you know, I know this old Chris Wood, but they got 30 million for him and they only spent 15. And they've replaced a maximum 10-goal-a-season striker And apparently that was good because I said he only got 4 or 5. I was told, oh, no, he gets 10. But, you know, Chris Wood, we've had him at Leicester. I love the guy. He didn't really get a fair chance at Leicester. Scored our first ever Premier League goal, of course. And they replaced him with another maximum 10 goal a season in the Premier League player. We will see what he's like, Veghorst, in the Championship. They took it to the wire, 18th and relegated. They need to do something. They really do. The squad they've got, if ever, you know, we say a lot of squads need overhauls, Leicester, Man United, but Burnley certainly do. And I think they may struggle to come back up, to be honest with you. If you watch this on catch-up, Dan, forgive me. Forgive me. Chelsea. Now, let's have a look. What did the Chelsea fan say? Fan prediction first. Final position third. Well, the Chelsea guy said, good season with Lukaku back, as you can see there. Yeah, how did that work out? I was disappointed. I actually predicted, I'm not going to lie, I predicted Chelsea to win it this year. I thought they would go on. They impressed me with the FA Cup. I thought Tuchel was an excellent choice. I think he's a good manager. It's going to be interesting to see. They've got the new manager in now. New owners in, sorry. They've promised the money. Money that, you know, clubs even like Leicester can only dream about. I was with the Chelsea fan. I did think that they were going to win that, but this season they didn't. They came third, and to be quite honest with you, they could have even lost that third position. To be honest with you, exactly, Andrew. I think if they'd kept Wood, they wouldn't have kept them up. But if you sell Wood at that point, and yes, I know they did bring Veghorst in, and yes, it's all a gamble, but he was not the player that was going to keep them up either. So maybe they were just doomed. But anyway, Chelsea, I had you for number one. You finished number three. Let's see what happens next season. Crystal Palace. Now, I know nothing about football. I've discovered this season more than any other season, if nothing else, what I know about football you can write on the back of a postage stamp. An old aging squad, a manager that was leaving, a lot of players that were leaving, a new manager coming in that hadn't played in the Premier League before. I had them down for 16th to 17th, the same. And they did a slightly better than that, ending up fifth. Did they end up fifth? I might have typed that one wrong, actually. I have typed that wrong. They finished 12th. I don't know where that's come from. You know, I shouldn't prepare these programs when I've had a few drinks, should I? They finished 12th, which for Villa... here I go. Let me just... these glasses of beer. Really bad. Palace finished 12th and they got to an FA Cup semi-final. For them, it was a good season. It was a good season. Even the Palace fan thought they would struggle. And his words were, just avoid relegation. Richard, good evening, sir. How are you? You're on the W, so you're at the bottom end again. I joke. Good luck in the conference next year, guys. We got to the semis. You should absolutely whack it. Palace, I think, always will be a mid-table team. You're quite right. They promised so much, but never quite. Always a bridesmaid, as they say. Everton. Well, where do I start with Everton? Fan prediction, 7th to 10th. I know hindsight is a good thing and we shouldn't laugh, but do you know what? Yeah, we know what happened to Everton. What I absolutely love is what the Everton fans said at the start of the season when he was predicting 7th to 10th. He said, we need stability. Oops. How did that work out? I was surprised because I absolutely thought Benitez might do a good job for you. I know he got the Liverpool links and all that, but I honestly thought he was going to do all right. He didn't. And I think if nothing else, what has happened to Everton this season should be a warning to a lot of clubs out there for different reasons. One, you can have the richest owner in the world, but if you buy crap players and haven't got the right manager in, it isn't going to work. I mean, in fairness, you know, you've got a big name in. As soon as Real Madrid came knocking, off he went. Ancelotti out the door. Boom. And, you know, a lot of, you know, when people are moaning at Leicester, as Leicester fans say, oh, we should get this manager, we should get that manager, we're Leicester City now. Everything is a hierarchy. And Everton, you could argue, have got a bigger hit. Well, not necessarily a bigger club, but they've certainly got a bigger history than us. And they couldn't hold on to Ancelotti. I know Real Madrid was, you know, Real Madrid, but, you know, he went off at the same thing. But 16th, they are just in dire. They have bought players in, but they are the wrong players. Literally, we know that. We know that. So the stability that you were hoping for, Everton, hasn't come along. I actually thought going down might do you a bit of good, give you a chance to have a clear out, etc. Is Lampard the right guy to take you forward next season? We'll see when we do the predictions for next season, won't we? Welcome along to Simon. Evening, Chris. Hope you're well. I'm looking forward to Champions League again back at the Lane. To be totally honest with you, mate, congratulations. Am I happy Tottenham are in the Champions League? So I've just had a look on Manchester United on Sky. It has clearly been a disappointing season for the men's team. No shit, Sherlock. That's Richard Arnold, the chief executive of Man United. It has clearly been a disappointing season for the men's team. Wake up and smell the coffee. I think that's the understatement of the season. But yeah, am I glad to see Tottenham in the Champions League? I'm not disappointed. I would like to have seen some of the smaller teams like the West Hams, the Leicesters, and obviously do better and fight for those. But if you're talking Tottenham, Tottenham, Arsenal or Man United to get that Champions League place, well done, Spurs. Yes, sooner you than those two, unfortunately. So, and Simon helped me out with these predictions last season. So I'm going to thank him for coming back in as well. So Everton, we then went on to Leeds United. Now talk about, I mean, you've got to thank these clubs because as a neutral, that last day was the best we have had as a last day for years. Maybe now we won't hear Aguero on the last day if you're watching Sky Sports. I doubt it because it was on about 5 million times. But what an ending. Man City 2-0 down, coming back to 3-2. Liverpool 1-0 down, coming back and winning but not being good enough. Who was going to end up in Europe? Who, what, where, when, and why? You know, it could have gone any way as to which team was going to end up in which cup. And of course, down at the bottom, well, it all happened, didn't it? It all happened for Leeds. I mean, I don't have a horse in this race. I would have liked Burnley to have stayed up for reasons I stated earlier when we discussed Burnley, but at the end of the day, like I say, I haven't got a horse in this race. So it was nice. I think we had the only game, to be honest with you, that didn't actually make any difference on the last day. It was nice to put the feet up and do a show and not worry. But the fan predicted 7th to 10th. And I kind of get where he came with that on the basis of last season, because that was kind of the sort of, you know, how they sort of were bobbling about last season. So I understand that. I don't think he could have seen the way that Leeds United imploded. Again, let me quote you what the Leeds United fan said. We've got a good boss. You had, in fairness, like I say, let's be honest with you, nobody saw that coming. And I think, unfortunately, those heavy defeats that you were having, 4-5 nils or whatever they were at the start of the season, cost you, or looked like they were going to cost you. Where that performance came from on the last day, I know not. Well done, Leeds. I don't dislike Leeds as a club. I think the fans are very level-headed. They are certainly not in the in the group of, like, you know, we are Leeds, we're back where we belong, we should always be here. You know, their fans that I've come across are very much, it's nice to be back. So I like that attitude with the Leeds fans. So, yeah, you were probably, along with Everton, between the pair of you, for the furthest out from where you actually finished. After Leeds, it's the best club. Of course it is. Leicester City. I, along with everybody else, predicted another fifth or sixth, as you can see there. I didn't think we were going to get top four. You know, for us to finish top four, you needed one of the top four teams to fall away. That happened to be Man United, of course. But you've then also had Tottenham Hotspur, as we saw with Simon, Tottenham Hotspur coming back. Arsenal came back. You know, West Ham had another good season. So there's a lot of teams that were all of us trying to get through that door into sort of fifth place. And, of course, we had the season that we had. And we finished eighth. To be honest with you, disappointing, but not the drastic world-ending season that a lot of fans are saying. You know, it's eighth. We were one place off Europe. We got to a European semi-final. We got, so I was distracted by the advert there. She had nice legs, really. It hasn't been a bad season at all. We've had better, of course we have. But, you know, we've had a couple of seasons where there was, you know, us and another club, well, it was West Ham last season, that were trying to get that fifth place. They didn't manage it. We didn't manage it. But we finished eighth. And like I say, and also, of course, not forgetting that we did win the English Super Cup. Or if you call that. Liverpool. The fans' prediction here was... I also said, sorry, I've got to give myself a ticking off here, because I did also actually say, my quote was, we will not take the FA Cup lightly as holders. Yeah. Shall we move on? Oh, hindsight is a wonderful thing. But then again, you shouldn't pour beans in your eyes, should you? Sorry, guys. Right, Liverpool. Fan prediction, he said top four. Second was where they ended up. And obviously they are in a Champions League final, a possible treble on. Hasn't been a bad season for Liverpool at all. Come on, guys. Do the business on Saturday night. It would be amazing to see you do that. Always want English teams to do well in Europe, unless they are from the East Midlands and are not called Leicester City, obviously. So Liverpool, well done. Actually out-predicted what the fan thought they were going to be. And thanks to making that fight go down for the Premier League title go down to the last day, it was really much appreciated as the neutrals. Man City, yeah. Fan prediction first, final prediction first, final position first, sorry. What can you say? It's still not going right in the Champions League for you. I mean, my God, you know, you and Chelsea either capitulated or you just came across a very, very good Real Madrid side. I think a bit of both, to be honest with you. You were unlucky, Manchester City. But no cigar. Close, but no cigar. So there's always next season. Now, please, this has got to be introduced with one of these. Manchester United. I've been waiting all week to do this. I know. There's nothing like kicking. There's nothing like kicking an opposing team when they're down. That's what football is all about. Or if you're Patrick Vieira, an opposition fan when they're down. But Manchester United, what happened? Their prediction was first. They have finished sixth with the lowest points they've ever got in the Premier League history. And they are in the Europa League and not in the Champions League. I mean, you know, they finished second and fourth under Oli. They got Champions League football 2 years running under Oli, once at our expense, let's not forget that. And they sacked him. I think Manchester United, and I have a lot of banter with Manchester United fans about their team. And I was talking to Rob Tanner from The Athletic earlier this evening, and that's a Leicester City review. I've done one with a player, Jerry Taggart, one with a journalist, which was, of course, as they Rob Tanner earlier. And we discussed, hello, Anthony, how are you? You've missed Arsenal, mate. You've got to go back to the beginning to see what I said about Arsenal. I'm not saying it was funny. But, no, Man United, you know, if we think as Leicester, we've had a problem season. You know, Man United and Everton. Three words, two teams. To be honest with you, worse than us. It's a shame for Man United, and if you take away the banter, the problem is Man United, a lot of their fans, because they had so much success for so long, a lot of their fans don't know the pre-Fergie years. And between the Busby years and the Fergie years, Manchester United weren't all that. And Liverpool were the big team. Man United were probably just an Arsenal, no disrespect, Anthony, or Spurs at the moment, you know, fourth or fifth and winning the odd cup. Got to give credit. I mean, you know, you can't dispute what Fergie turned Manchester United into. They were a killing machine. They really were. And obviously when you've had that, and not just had it, but had it for so long, when you finally it wears off, it is going to be hard to get back. And yes, they've made mistakes. Yes, the owners have made mistakes. Let's say that the owners have made mistakes. They haven't given managers time. You know, they didn't give David Moyes time. What he's doing at West Ham, they gave Ollie probably too much time. And what he's doing with Ollie is where they went wrong, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, is that they've given him the temporary job. He'd got over, you know, to try and redo the players all back together and onside, reunite the dressing room, as they say. And they'd got him in, as they are following on from Jose Mourinho. And it was an amazing effect. I mean, my God, Man United were a different team. But what happened to them? Man United decided to go and give Ole a full-time contract before his temporary contract had expired. And almost as soon as that happened, boom, it went off. Why not wait until the end of his temporary contract? But let's face it, he wasn't going to go back to Denmark if you'd asked him then, was he? Or Norway, sorry, I should say. He wasn't going to go, back to them if there was still a chance of getting on. So why not wait? So, yeah, the owners have made a lot of bad decisions. Ten Hag has come in, obviously, we know. I just hope he's given time, and I just hope Man United fans will look at this and go, all right, if we are going to finish fifth, sixth, seventh, fourth, whatever, for the next three or four seasons, until we get things, because it could take that long, until we get things back to how they were, we're going to accept that, and we're going to give him time. It will be interesting, A, if the board do, and B, more often than that, if the fans give him that time. If they don't give him that time, then you're just going to go on and on and on, as you have been. But what I've got to say, and this is going to get one of these, I'm afraid. This is what the Man United fans said about Manchester United this season. The double is achievable. There's a good chance of winning the title. And Ollie should do it. Now, I mean, I'm going to say, you could take any of those individually. Yeah, you could, couldn't you? And it would be just be as funny, but put them all together and it's a quote of the season. So let me just repeat that. Manchester United, this is what their fans said at the start of the season. They've got a good chance of winning the title. The double is achievable and Ollie should do it. I'm not going to laugh. That could be, you know, there. But for the grace of God, go all our teams. Okay, I will laugh, but I'll laugh off screen if that's okay. Anthony, just seen it, Chris. That's the Arsenal one. Thank you for those kind words. Put Arteta out. I don't know what you want, mate. Get Arteta out. Get Sean Dyche in. Big Sam, Alan Pardew, don't know what you want, mate. Don't know what you want. And talking of Sean Dyche, Big Sean, get that video up of that guy laughing, which, quite right, actually. This has got to be for Manchester United. I've forgotten I've got this. Here we go.
Viewers, apologize. I'm continuing.
That's just for. And I'm not going to name him because, let's be honest, it would be embarrassing. But yeah, apparently Manchester United, good chance of winning the title. Double is achievable. Ollie should do it. Good luck in the future, Man United fans. Please, please make sure you give Ten Hag the time to change things around because it will happen, but it's just going to take time. You've got to rebuild that. You've got a team. You've got great players, but you haven't got a team. You really want Mancini? Will he come to Arsenal? I had a very interesting conversation with Rob Tanner, the chief Leicester City writer at The Athletic, about Tielemans earlier. Go and watch it. Go and watch it. It's on the YouTube channel. So after Newcastle United, we're going to leave Manchester and go up to Geordieland, to the Toon. Aye, the fog on the Tyne. I can't do an accent. He thought they would finish 16th to 17th. They have finished 11th. What a season it's been for them. Look, I'm not going to even pretend I know how these fans feel, what they put up with under Steve Bruce. You know, we've all got tales of our own club, how we did bad under different owners. And, you know, sometimes it's the manager and the owner's doing his best and he just picks bad managers. Ollie. Not Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer. Holloway when he came to Leicester. Turf has said more chance of a Mancini. Probably. I can see Arteta in the Mancini. Let's not go there, eh? Go on, Dan, you've got to do that. Do that and send it to me. Do you know what? We don't know how Man United fans feel under the Glazers. We've got an idea, but we are looking at it from the outside. But, you know, Newcastle, they have struggled. They've been up and down. You know, they go into each season thinking, you know, is this going to be the season we go back down again? They've finally got some new owners, and I'm not going to go into the political side of it because that's what to do with football, and that was up to the Premier League to sort out, but they apparently were happy. All I will say is Newcastle, you've got a fantastic manager in there, Eddie Howe. What he's done already for you this season and getting you up to 11th, let's be honest with you, look, I mean, the fan prediction there, 16th, 17th, and you finished 11th. Better than you could have ever hoped for. So, you know, you've got a fantastic manager. He will do you good. Whether he's the name that's going to take you on to great things, who knows? Only time will tell. But he's got you safety this year. He's going to get you, I think, you know, top 10 security, 8th, 9th, 10th, maybe next season and possibly the season after. And then, of course, it will be time for you to move on. Whether that is with Eddie Howe or not, I don't know. Spend the money wisely. And please, please, for the 13 other teams that are in the Premier League, go and smash that top six window, please. What they said at the start of the season... You could guess this. It's almost as sort of repeatable as Arsenal wanting Arteta out. It's, we want Ashley out. We want Steve Bruce out. You got your wishes. You got your wishes. Good luck. Norwich. What can I say about Norwich that is printable? Predicted 16th or 17th. They weren't even that good. New manager. Dean Smith's gone in. Wasn't able to save them, to be totally honest with you. I don't think Jesus Christ could have saved Norwich. They come up, they make a farce of it, really. They come up, they get the money, they go down, get the parachute money. They come up, okay, they're not going to risk, you know, they're not risking going bust. They won't go bust, certainly. But they've got to give it a go for the fans. It's the fans I feel sorry for. You know, you come up and you know you're going to go down. I don't even think you got out of the top five all season, did you? I don't remember. I don't think you did. At least Watford were up at 12th at one point. But, I mean, Norwich, I mean, don't risk everything, but at least give it a go. And all right, you can say Fulham spent a fortune and didn't stay up, but at least they gave it a go. You know, you just, let's move on. Let's move on. Goodbye, good riddance. See you never, hopefully. Southampton, fans' prediction 11th to 15th, and they finished 15th. I mean, what a season, Southampton. A bit predictable. Started off reasonably well, as they sometimes do. At least they didn't concede 9 goals this season. I suppose that's something. You know, Leicester, you had one job, Leicester, last game of the season. Nothing was riding on the game. We weren't in any race whatsoever. You could have at least gone and got 10. But no, that wasn't for you. No, I mean, Southampton, I want Southampton to stay up because they're a team that's sort of, you know, a few miles down the coast from me, along with Bournemouth coming back up and Brighton. That's my 3 away games next season. But, you know, you started off well and then you've struggled and you've dropped right back down. And at one point, I honestly think that you were at one point close to getting drawn into the relegation fight. I believe Ralph's a good manager. I mean, the club have stuck by him for whatever reason after a 9-0 against Leicester and a 9-0 against Man United. But they have stuck with him. Fair play to them for that. But where do you go? Because as soon as you get a good player, you sell him. You know, I was joking with Rob Tanner earlier tonight that Bristol City are Leicester City's B team. They've got, you know, ex-players, ex-manager and ex-medical staff down there. yes, Anthony. Anthony's second club is Southampton. I think if you go down far at the list far enough, you've got every club. But, yeah, you know, you've... Talk about, I mean, you actually were booing your own manager. You were singing you're getting sacked in the morning. It's not looking good there. You've got new owners. Are they going to invest? Aren't they going to invest? What's going to happen? New owners doesn't guarantee anything. Look at Burnley. And, yeah, do you know what? I'm not sure where you're going to finish next season. I really, really don't. Probably around the same. Whether Ward-Prowse will go, apparently, according to Southampton fans, takeaways, free kicks, he's not got a lot to bring to the game. That's the Southampton fans saying it, not me. So let's. I can't see them getting out of that next season at all. But we're not doing predictions for next season just yet. Tottenham. No one can stop them. Well, is it bad that I remember Tottenham FA Cup songs? What's even worse is I remember Ozzy's on the way to Wembley, his knees have gone all trembly. Jazz and Dave. I mean, I'm sorry, if only for that, they should get relegated, really, shouldn't they? Ozzy's on the way to Wembley, his knees have gone all trembly. It was one of those two seasons, I'm not sure which. I think it was the Chaz and Dave one when they actually knocked us out in the semi-finals. That was a bad song. That was a bad song. Let me move on. Let me move on. I mean, Tottenham, they have fantastic new stadium. And they were the absolute joke. Let's be honest, the absolute joke of the Premier League. I mean, how many managers did they try and get? What is the problem? Is it Mr. Daniel Levy? Does nobody want to work for him? You know, they will tell you that, oh, you know, Conte wasn't ready to come to us. He wanted to break, blah, 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 blah. And do you know what? I don't agree. I personally don't agree with that. But again, I'm looking from the outside in. So, you know, I'm not saying that I am right, but they ended up with their 10th choice manager, was it? 9th or 10th with Nuno. He was never the right manager. It was a panic buy because the season was almost starting. And, you know, it was a joke. I mean, everybody was laughing at Tottenham. You know, I could have put my name in the hat and probably got an interview for it. And we know what happened. You know, they were humiliated, and I mean humiliated, in Europa Conference. And I'm not having any of this. So we're playing the kids. I mean, there was some team from God knows where knocked you out. I don't know who it was. Not knocked you out, but took 3 points off you. And you were a joke. But then suddenly you sacked Nuno. Well, not surprising, really. And you finally got, I believe, the manager that will sort you out. And with what he's done already, he's changed. Well, he's got you, let's be honest, Champions League. And I'm sorry, Anthony, but I did say earlier that Tottenham, Man United, Arsenal, who would I want to be in that fourth position? Yeah, Tottenham. I'm sorry, but it is. What a manager he is. He's got a couple of loan or permanent signings in the transfer window. And I hope that Daniel Levy sticks with him and backs him. I think for me, Conte's been able to go in and go, okay, you need me more than I need you now when you sign. But you better let me do this, and let me have control over that. And if Daniel Levy doesn't, the worst thing that would happen to Tottenham, and he would do that, Conte, he'd walk out. He'd walk out. And if you let that guy walk out, Tottenham, that's your chance of winning any silverware again, gone out the window. As Anthony says there, yeah, Conte is an elite manager. He's the manager that Arsenal didn't get, if we're honest. Tottenham did. Well done, Tottenham, but you've got to make sure you keep him. Because if you don't, you let Mourinho go. He's won cups at every single club he's been at, Mourinho. He was, you know, probably last night, he probably looked at a picture of the Tottenham badge and was pissing himself laughing. And he would have won one with you, but you sacked him before. But the grass is always greener. It is now. Like I say, Conte is the man to take you forward. He's the man that can win you things. Look, you finished better than you thought you would do. And that was when you thought you got new. Well, you did have Nuno. So, well done. Well done. Let's hope he can take you a little bit further. Watford, just replay back to what I said about Norwich and just repeat it about Watford. To me, and it's not often I can say that Alan Shearer agrees with what I say, but I was saying it before him. But he quoted on Match of the Day, or he said on Match of the Day, you do not sack a manager after 7 weeks when you're sat in 12th in the Premier League. What the hell did they want? You know, they took Ranieri on, and I said he's not the right manager for a relegation scrap. He proved he wasn't at Fulham. So what part of the board of directors' brains said, oh, I know, Ranieri's a good choice. Yes, he won the league with ourselves, But that was based on what had happened before with Pearson. That was, you know, he came in at the right time. It was not the right time for other clubs that he's been at since then. The argument that somebody put back to me was, well, hey, Watford weren't actually in a relegation fight at the time. Well, no, they weren't. So why do you sack a manager that has got you promoted and has got you sat in 12? Watford, you got what you deserved. Unlike with Norwich, nothing against you. But yes, you need to sort yourselves out. Don't like the way that you went and got your new manager either. Let's be honest. I mean, Roy was probably, again, the wrong manager, but, you know, this guy you got him, but it was disgusting the way you got him. And I think I probably speak for every football fan who's ever had that done to their club. Not the fact that you've poached him, the way you did it. Let's hope you go back down another relegation following this one. Sorry for the fans, you deserve better. West Ham United, what can I say? I pinned my hopes on these because at the start of the season, when it was obvious that we weren't, as Leicester City, going to do well, we weren't going to be challenging for fifth again, I was hoping that West Ham would go. Because I said, I want to see another team come through and, you know, challenge that top six, Sky's big six, if you like, whatever you want to call them. It will be Newcastle, I believe. Obviously, they've got the firepower now. West Ham didn't quite have a big enough squad. Fantastically got through to the European semi-final. Again, ignore the fact that I put European Conference. That was another one where I was absolutely pissed. It was, of course, the Europa League semi-final. And well done to them for that. Didn't quite make it, but they have got... Well, they've got Europa Conference. See what I've done there? They've got Europa Conference next season. And they're going to be one of the favourites to go for it. So West Ham, we're looking for 7th to 10th. They got 7th. And I think for West Ham, that is a good season. Finally, last one, Wolves. Fan prediction, 11th to 15th. The final position, 10th. Wasn't far out there, was he, the guy? Do you know what? I say that a lot, don't I? Do you know what? I thought they were going to finish higher than this. I thought, along with Brighton and possibly Southampton at the start of the season, that it could be the Europa Conference for them. I was surprised when they sacked Nuno, because I thought Nuno and Wolves had gone together like a glove. They just seemed the ideal fit. They went from Nuno to Bruno, stuck with Portugal, and I thought they were going to struggle, to be honest with you. I had them down as 16th, 17th. And they proved me wrong. Again, they proved what I know about football is nothing. But they blew it towards the end of the season. You know, they were up there, they were challenging. And then what happened, you know, in the last five games, you know, we're going to say lost, drawn, lost, drawn, lost. You know, that wasn't the form they were on earlier in the season. They should have finished higher. I think they possibly will next season. It'll be interesting next season. And that obviously Wolves is the last one there. It's going to be interesting next season. And I'm already getting my Arsenal quotes ready. Anthony, has indeed Brendan Rodgers. He's got his Arsenal quotes ready as well. We haven't got Europe to distract us next season. Sound familiar, Anthony? Oh, dear. Let's hope, fingers crossed. It is going to be an interesting summer. The big boys are going to be spending big. We've already seen that. I think 26 million today. Villa have spent on somebody. Haaland's coming in. There's going to be some big signings. The likes of West Ham, Wolves, ourselves that are in that next bunch, maybe got to sell a little bit to sign in. Anthony says, Chris, I've read that Leicester wants Danny Welbeck. Thoughts? No, we please do not let him anywhere near this club. He's an injury. He's going to spend more time on the injury table than he is on the pitch. And to be totally honest with you, he's not even a good striker. You know, he makes Chris Wood look like an elite striker. That's how bad he is. You know, if he could do what he did in two or three games all season, yeah, he'd be up there. But no, thank you. Do not want him at all. And Anthony, can't wait to hear them. Next season's predictions, we will be doing that. But we're going to let the transfer window go first. And we tried last year, I think we did it before the transfer window because it changes everything. Managers may come and managers may go. All I can say is thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much to all the fans that did this last year with me and gave their predictions. And hopefully they'll do it again for us this season. I've got to say again, Manchester United, good chance of winning the title. Double is achievable. Ollie should do it. Yes. Just shows, be careful what you say. Thank you for watching. If you're on YouTube, please do the only thing you can do. Please do the gentlemanly thing and give us a subscribe. Smash the likes and click that notification button. We have got a lot more shows coming up. And if you have already, thank you very, very, very much indeed. And if you've been listening on your favourite podcast platform, the big four are there, but we're on loads, loads more, Leicester Till I Die. Ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die if that is how you choose to listen to your podcasts. And if you have been listening, over 10,000 already this year. That is just unbelievable. Unbelievable, Jeff. Thank you so much, everybody. Sloppy seconds. I'm off to have a drink. I thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Stay safe. I'm not doing anything tomorrow. I think I'm off. Might be Champions League in or playoff final in at the weekend. We will see how it goes. Might have family up, so might have a weekend off. Thank you very much, everybody. Stay safe. Take care. Don't do anything I wouldn't enjoy. Good night now.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.